Hello and welcome to the mini story for lesson number 4 about the movie Autumn Marathon. I will read the story in Russian and then we'll translate it. Here we go.
Бреду, Питу, очень грустно из-за развода с Анджелиной Джоли. Ну почему? Думает он. Мы жили душа в душу. Может, кто-то наговорил про меня каких-то гадостей? Она даже не хочет говорить по телефону, просто бросает трубку. Это удивительно, ведь не чужой же человек.
That was the mini story about Brad Pitt and Angelina. Lovely couple who divorced, unfortunately. The first sentence.
Бреду Питу очень грустно из-за развода с Анджелиной Джоли.
Brad Pitt is very sad because of the divorce with Angelina Jolie. Here you can rephrase this sentence as
Brad Pitt грустит из-за развода с Анджелиной Джоли.
Or maybe even using the verb разводиться instead of the noun divorce, развод. Listen.
Бреду Питу грустно, потому что он развелся с Анджелиной Джоли.
Okay, the next sentence.
Ну почему?
Why? Here you see ну. It's just the part of the conversational language you don't translate it. It just sounds more natural when speaking.
Ну почему?
Why?
Думает он.
He is thinking.
Мы жили душа в душу.
We've been living in harmony. This idiom,
жить душа в душу,
word by word it means to live soul in soul, and it means to live in harmony, to live in love, in peace, to love each other.
Жили душа в душу.
The next sentence.
Может, кто-то наговорил про меня каких-то гадостей?
Maybe somebody has told something bad about me.
Наговорил.
Again, it means to say something bad about someone. And the word гадость.
Гадость
means something bad, something disgusting. It can mean some bad words, bad things, and also some bad food. In one of the next lessons, we'll have it as some disgusting dish. Гадость. Okay, the next sentence.
Она даже не хочет говорить по телефону. Просто бросает трубку.
She doesn't even want to talk by phone. She hangs up right away.
Даже means
even by phone. So not speaking face to face, but even by phone, she doesn't want to talk.
Даже по телефону.
So she just hangs up.
Она бросает трубку.
Meaning without saying goodbye, just hangs up.
Бросает трубку.
And the last sentence.
Это удивительно, ведь не чужой же человек.
It's surprising. She's not some stranger to me after all.
Удивительно
means surprising. So he didn't expect this. After several years of being together, all of a sudden she's acting like this. So he's surprised.
Удивительно. Он удивлен.
Then we see чужой человек. stranger. Here he means that she acts just like some stranger, not like his wife.
Чужой человек
is just anyone whom you don't know, any person on the street or anywhere.
Чужой человек.
And this small piece,
же, чужой же человек,
is another part of the conversational Russian. In English, I translated it as after all. She's not some stranger to me after all. So in Russian, this role goes to this же.
Не чужой же человек.
It sounds more natural. And that was it for the mini story. Now go to the questions and answers section to practice the new vocabulary. See you there!